him a little bit for a moment while we get these slugs out of our ears.
Yes.
Whose idea was the concept of the Animorphs?
Well, actually, the TV show was based on a popular kids series by Catherine A. Applegate, and she actually came out with the books a couple of years ago. So they've been circulating for a while, and our TV show was based on the books, but, you know, we have the same characters. The characters have the same personalities, the same sort of evil, bad guys. But we do have our own stories, and the episodes do deviate a little from the books. But I think that's more interesting to the kids, especially the ones who have read the books, just so they have a just something different to watch than what they've read.
I think it's so interesting because actually this program kind of takes some of the old fables, the old tales that we used to, when I was a little kid, the things that we used to read about, but there wasn't that high-tech aspect like what you're talking about, touching somebody and then acquiring their DNA. We didn't know what DNA was in those days.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
So you're kind of it's kind of a high-tech fable type show then, right?
Yeah, I mean, as we approach the millennium, you know, there's the space travel and everything, and so it's got all these modern aspects, I suppose, with space travel and DNA and all those things. So, you know, it's suited to the times, I guess you could say.
Now, getting into a program like this and then playing characters like these, how do you feel about that personally? Is this kind of a way to live out a fantasy and at the same time, I guess, get paid for it, right?
It's certainly fun to get into this world because there's such an awesome responsibility placed on these kids, but at the same time, it's not things that you think about in everyday life. You know, war and hunger and all that sort of thing, which are obviously very important themes, but it's a fantasy. And it's fun to just think of like five kids bonding together and fighting these evil aliens trying to take over the world. There's a real feeling of camaraderie there and sort of us against them and good versus evil and all that. So it's a great world to live in for a little while.
I think it's just a way also of, you know, like any artist, whether that be a painter or a musician, it's just a way to express yourself. And I think the neat thing about acting is you can express yourself in so many ways as different people. And I think, just like what Chris was saying, it's fun to put yourself into that world and think maybe just for a moment that this is really you. And then you can always escape from that world because it's not a reality, but sometimes it's fun to think it is.
Well, absolutely. I think that's what a great many of us wish we could do every day, you know.
Sure,
it's
a great job.
In the everyday world, you'd like to kind of escape from time to time.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the storylines now. You have this particular one that you were talking about now. Now, is this a continuing event, or do the storylines change? Are they like a serial, or do they change each week into a different storyline?
Well, I think the episodes are definitely connected in that they help you understand what the whole, you know, overall plot of these five, you know, their lives and the stories are, in a sense, individual stories, but they are connected. And for the people, actually, who haven't seen the first episodes, it might be harder to understand, but actually Saturday, January the 9th, from 1 to 6 p.m., they can catch up on all the episodes that have ever been aired. So this is called Animorphomania. And then the next day, on Sunday, January 10th, they're airing a whole new hour special, a new episode called The Capture, Part 1 and 2. And that's on Sunday at 8 p.m., which also starts a new time slot change for Nickelodeon.
Okay, now let me ask you this. This program reminds me somewhat. Don't take this as an insult, because it's not at all. I've got two little grandsons who love to watch this sort of program, and they love your program, by the way. But I think back to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I think kind of started this concept of young people in groups fighting for the good. Is there a comparison here?
Well, it's definitely that sort of theme. Again, the good guys versus the bad guys and everything, and sort of a intergalactic playing field carries over to our show. But, I mean, I was never the one to watch that show. A funny show, I'm sure it is, but I think we have more of a character focus. Yeah, an emphasis on the characters and on the lives of these five people. Because it's not just they were, you know, showed up to work one day and their assignment was to defend the world. We sort of, you know, they fell into this and they're struggling with this. They're the only ones struggling with this because the rest of the world doesn't know about it, and that's part of their job as well, to keep it secret so nobody panics. So, sure, similarities, but I think very important differences as well.
Well, I think the Power Rangers, too, is more of a physical thing, and it sounds to me like yours is more of a mental approach.
Yeah, definitely. I think, and I think this is important because I think it gives kids a sense of empowerment that, you know, it's a special thing that these are five kids doing it, as opposed to, you know, adults, and they have, they are smart enough to outwit these bad guys, and I think that's an important factor in our show. And I also think, that is opposed to other shows too, our series is a bit more complex, which also widens the age range where kids can watch, because it's a neat show for younger kids to watch because of all the special effects and the suspense, but also on a larger level for the older kids because they can relate to the characters and the stories are more continuous. And I think even though it's a sci-fi world, it's very realistic in a way.
I was talking about younger kids, too. Younger kids have this tendency to look up to the older brothers and sisters, and I think you must approach that feel, I think, here.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. And I guess this is probably a good time to mention that on Friday night at 7 p.m., there'll be an opportunity for fans of the show and maybe people who haven't seen the show and want to learn more about it and ask questions to get online. And ask questions of Tobias, Marco, and Cassie, or rather the people that play them. And it's on America Online, and the keyword is Nick, for anyone out there who wants to call up and ask any sort of questions or make any sort of comments that they want about the show.
Just www.nick, N-I-C-K, at AOL.
N-I-C-K, I guess all you have to type in on AOL is Nick, and it'll bring you right to the chat.
Just the four-letter word.
Yeah.
Oh, great. That makes it just super. Now, you beat me to the punch on the question. I was going to get to that, but explain a little bit more about that website, by the way.
Well, this actually isn't necessarily a website. It's just a chat online event. Scholastic actually does, though, have a website about the Animorphs at http://scholastic.com/Animorphs. And it's a really good website. It's got all the information on the books out and the characters in the books, but also a whole section on the TV series and episodes and about us, too. So that's a neat place to go as well.
All right, spell that Animorphs for us, if you will.
A-N-I-M-O-P-H.
M-O-R.
M-O-R. P-H-S.
Okay, A-N-I-M-O-R-P-H-S. So
that's it.
You can go on... just www.animorphs.com, right? Is it .com or...?
Actually, it's HTTP, /scholastic.com/animorphs/.
So, okay.
Pretty simple.
You can also just type in on your server Animorphs, and they'll give you a list of all the sites, because there are a lot of sites, and then just go to the Scholastic site.
Oh, there you go. Now, there's the easy instructions.
Yeah.
Let me ask both of you now, and you can answer in whatever order you want to. Did you ever, when you were beginning to get into this acting business, ever think you'd be doing something like this?
I think you're a good one to ask for that.
The answer is absolutely no. No, I didn't have any clue that I'd be doing anything like this. And not that I didn't want to, because I'm just having the best time, really. But I never did any film. This is my first film job. And I'm just having a great time and thankful for the experience and can't wait to get back at it for next season.
Okay, well, of course, it's a great job, too, because as we were talking about earlier, you can live out some of those fantasies you probably couldn't live out any other way.
True, absolutely, yeah.
Do you have any, can you give us any hints of some of the things that we're going to be able to see in the new season?
Well, the new season, it's a continuation of the season. But I think you'll see more special effects. You'll see some spaceships, and you'll see some really cool morphs. And I think overall it's a more exciting half to our season, and I think kids will really enjoy it.
Yeah, and I think dealing with my character, a lot of the sort of mysteries surrounding Tobias will be explained somewhat, so any of the people who don't know where he's coming from will find out exactly where.
Something I should have asked you a few moments ago, but it's not too late. We keep talking about these kids. Now, what is the average age of the Animorphs?
Well, I would say they're 14, 15 years old, and just a normal bunch of teenagers. And they're all good friends, and they have to do their homework, and they have to fight aliens, and I think it makes for a pretty good show.
Are they going to put together a rock band here in the future?
You know, we might do that, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Just play all the interstellar gigs and stuff.
Okay, I'll be your agent.
Okay, great.
Let's get back again to this weekend. Now, this is a big weekend, because how many hours is going to be of Animorphs will be available?
Well, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. is when they're showing all the episodes that have ever aired. And that's Saturday, January the 9th. It's called Animorphomania. And especially for those who perhaps missed the first couple episodes or tuned in just lately, it's a good way to catch up on the storylines. And I think it's a good introduction to the second part of the season. Or for those who just want to see all the episodes all over again, because they're fun to watch.
Are they going to be in order?
Yes, I think so. I believe so, yeah.
Okay, good. I know a couple little boys will be watching. I expect somebody in that house is probably going to be taping. Is that okay with you?
Oh, that's fine with us.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, I do want to thank you so very much for joining us today and talking with us about the Animorphs series. And I don't want you to go away now, because I've got a special personal request I want to talk to you about here in just a second.
Hey.
And, once again, we've been talking to Rachel and Tobias of the Animorphs. And one more time as a reminder, if you'll give us the websites and also, once again, the times for the weekend spectacular, as we'll call it.
Okay, well, the online event
is Friday night at 7 p.m., and it's on America Online, and the keyword is Nick, and you can get online and ask questions from 3 out of 5 Animorphs. 3 out of 5 ain't bad.
And also on the weekend, Saturday, January 9th, is Animorphomania from 1 to 6 p.m., the Animorphs Marathon, and you can watch all the episodes ever aired. And then Sunday, you can see a brand new episode, part 1 and 2, an hour special of The Capture. And this actually starts a new time slot for Nickelodeon, so Animorphs is on Sunday at 8 p.m.
Okay, is that going to be, be that Sunday night shot all the time? Is that going to be the...
Yeah, that's the new slot for Nick. So for all those Animorph fans, they can view Animorph Sunday at 8 on Nick from now on.
Okay, is that Eastern or Central?